I think we can all agree that workers in the country have taken several knocks. I think about the rising cost of living. I think about the loss of jobs, the impact of COVID-19. Yes, we continue to feel the impact of the lockdown that we had. We are still reeling from all of that. So when you hear about a strike season upon us, when you hear about looming strike, one tends to worry. I speak now to senior political journalist at Eyewitness News, Teto Matlakwana, who was reporting on EWN today that unions have no appetite for a strike in the public service. She told us that she revealed that they met with the acting public administration minister, Tula Sinlesi, to try and find a political solution. Teto, workers were offered 2%, while they were hoping for at least 4%. You spoke about a late night meeting. Take us into what you understand took place last night and what the outcome of that late night meeting was.
So, good afternoon, Sidi, and the listeners. I think one of the most trickiest thing right now in the body politic, for COSATU especially, is that it doesn't hold that much sway anymore over leaders in the administration. Yeah. So a lot of those meetings have been taking place in the duration of these particular negotiations. But because of that constitutional court ruling that we saw come out earlier this year over the 2018 agreement, even when you do go speak to the public service and administration minister, it really means nothing because the final say is from Treasury. And if Treasury says all we have is 20.5 billion rand, there is no such room in this administration, for example, to then go and say, okay, let me see what I can do. All that you could say to them is that we understand your pleas. We understand that workers are not happy. Workers are rejecting the 2%, but we'll just have to go back and seek a mandate from Treasury on how far we can move.
But when you paint a picture like that, where they actually have no power, the minister himself, as well as the as COSATU, then what happens when they don't have an appetite? I can't get over that. They have no appetite for a strike. I get it. But workers are suffocating. So what do you then do when you're in a corner?
A strike is hard, Sidi. And I think because South Africa has gotten acquainted to, as you said earlier, a strike season, we also have not noticed just how low the figures of strikes have been in recent years for a variety of reasons. People are still clawing back monies that they lost from strikes that they went on. A single day strike 2 years ago when they were protesting for protection of workers amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Even that single day is still costing them money that they'll never recover. These are realities that professionals in the public service deal with because they understand money. They understand the value of money. They're not as militant as industrial service workers. You'd see NUMSA being able to take its members out on strike because most of them have strike funds, right, in the industrial unions. When you go on a strike in the public service union, the likelihood is you don't even have a strike fund. And whatever you lose, you will have to recover and claw back yourself. And that's a cost that workers are not willing to give up.
So what happens? That's what my biggest issue is.
Oh, they go back to negotiations today. They go back to council today. They put across a case, a very strong case, which I actually believe is rational, that at the very least, give us 3%. That's how much you gave public office bearers. That's how much President Cyril Ramaphosa approved for them this year. Why not just extend us that little so that we can go home with just a little bit in the pocket, unlike the 2% really, which doesn't move them even closer to inflation.
A little bit of grace in that. I want to also touch on very quickly, you came back from the Labour Court where you're dealing with NUMSA. Hey, NUMSA also has a lot that's going on with them. I think some even wanted to see Irvin Jim and Andrew Chira arrested. Please help us understand, how did NUMSA get to this point?
Yo, it is such a loaded question.
You must wrap it up. You must make it very tight, very short, very concise.
So we had in the Labour Court this morning two sides of NUMSA, of course. One led by Ruth Ntlokose, who's the estranged second deputy president. She was suspended and then later reinstated by the court. The proceedings today was simply to just get what the other side wants, and there's a contempt of court order against the NUMSA leaders for having convened that Congress last week. You remember they did so despite the Labour Court having issued an interdict. So even in the motions that they put ahead to the court, they say that, in fact, Ivan Jim, who's General Secretary, Andrew Chira, the President, must be arrested for defying the decision of the court. Judge Mushwana last week said that it was quite misguided for the union to having gone ahead with that union. But it's been postponed to the 19th of August.
That's where this matter stays now. Thank you so much. That senior political journalist at Eyewitness News, Teto Matlakwana. giving us updates on COSATU, what must happen with the strikes and a need for a strike, as well as NUMSA, which was in the labor court today.